Begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your guys. Another big win on the road, three straight now as you go down to Elon and win 31-17. Obviously got off to a quick start in that one, but give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, I think it was great to get off to a good start. I thought we played very complimentary in the beginning. Need to finish that game better in a lot of areas in all three phases, but you know, to get a win on the road against a really good opponent was great for our team. You know, we're trying to take that championship mentality every week, and you know, we believe that we can control everything in front of us. So we're right now focused on Rhode Island and going 1-0 again, but it was a good team win. There was some really good things, some areas we got to improve on, but a win is a win in this conference, so we were happy about it.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Alexander.
Your first question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney from Bancor. Your line's open.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, Larry.
Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Listen, just wanted to look ahead. Again, you got a Rhode Island team coming in. They've lost the last two games by an average of 30.5 points a game. New Hampshire's on the horizon. Is there any? I know you need to beat Rhode Island before you think about New Hampshire. Is there any concern, or is there anything that will be addressed as to not looking past Rhode Island and looking ahead to New Hampshire this week?
No, not really on this team. You know, this is a veteran group of guys. I think our culture where it's at now. Everybody has a very good understanding of what we need to do in order to accomplish our goals. So I don't think anybody's looking ahead to that at all. I don't get a sense of that. I think. You know, you're playing a really good football team. I know they haven't had the results the last couple of weeks that they would want, but you know, this is a very good team. They're very explosive on offense. You know, we know we got a lot of work to do here this week. So it's our senior day up here. It's a good opportunity for us to get another win. So I don't have any worry about that.
Thank you.
Nick, part of that, or a big part of that fast start, obviously you hit some big plays on offense, we'll talk about here in a minute, but with the big play on special teams forcing that turnover early, how big was that as far as a momentum setter for you?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, those 28 points weren't the offense just going the length of the field. You know, the first one was a third down conversion that scored on an explosive. We got the fumble on the kickoff play, which was huge, you know, for momentum, and that got us a quick lead. And then we were able to hit the big play to earn, and then the punt return set up the next score. So, I mean, there was a combination of special teams, and then I thought defense played very well throughout. Really, it was the end of the game that we wanted to clean up, and then the opening drive of the second half. But I thought overall played very, very well. I thought our defense and our special teams carried us throughout most of that game. You know, obviously we got off to a quick start, but thought we could have played better in the second half offensively. But that's a credit to Elon as well. I thought they did a lot of things to kind of counter what we were doing. And, you know, again, it was a good win all around, but there was a lot of hands that were in that one.
Yeah, as you said, all areas contributing. Let's start with that defense. As you mentioned, the first half especially, really dominant, holding Elon to 93 yards and negative 20 on the ground. But really, it's the past few games through this streak. Six sacks on Saturday, 11 in the past two games. You forced seven turnovers. What's been the big difference defensively?
I think the confidence is increasing, and we're playing with a lot of energy right now. When you have success and the momentum starts to build, it builds on itself, and it's a game that's about momentum. So I think our guys are increasing their confidence every week. And, you know, we got a lot of younger guys playing back there on the back end and on the perimeter, and they're playing very well right now. And they're at this point, they've played a lot of football now. So we're definitely in a different place than we were earlier in the year. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. Like, it's really been great creating the turnovers, and there's been a lot of energy coming that way.
Got a follow-up question, Chief, if you'll get that, Alexander.
Your question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney from Banker. Your line's open.
Yeah, Joe, two-part question. First of all, injury update, anybody hurt? You hope to have anybody back or ready for Rhode Island? And then just, again, take a little more in-depth look at Rhode Island. Thanks.
Yep. Well, Jerron's still questionable. We'll see. We'll see if he's able to go. He didn't play last week. And then Sean Bowman and Andre Miller are questionable as well. You know, Sean had to come out of that game with a potential knee We don't think it's serious, but he had to come out of the game, and then Andre really didn't play very much. He only played three snaps. So we're evaluating those guys, but they're questionable for the weekend. And then, I mean, Rhode Island's, you know, a very good team. Like I said, they're pretty explosive on offense. They have great skill players. And then on defense, they do some really good things. They're very physical up front. You know, they got some veteran guys. And, you know, it's a team that's going to be very hungry when they get up here. It's always a tough game. You know, and anytime you're playing a team from the north, you know, we know it's a big game for us. So we expect a really good game. And we got to play really, really well to beat this opponent. And, you know, we definitely got to work it out for us, like I said.
Thank you.
Nick, we've talked about Joe Fagliano a lot over the last month, but now over 425 yards in all four of the games that he started, and he's thrown for over 250 and at least two touchdowns in all of them. Do you ever step back? I mean, you're replacing a three-year starter with a true freshman. Do you ever step back and surprised at the success that you've been able to have offensively or in the continuity with such a young quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think before the year, you know, you never know with true freshmen. It's always hard to tell. But when we saw him in camp, you know, he just was very poised back there. He kept getting better every day. And we just felt very confident and comfortable with him back there. Now, you know, I couldn't have predicted, you know, necessarily the production. But he really rises to every challenge. When he makes a mistake, he fixes it. I just think he's a very talented, very poised quarterback that takes care of the football, and you know, I'm very proud of what he's done so far. But he's got to keep going, and you know, it's definitely been great to see. And you know, we're able to score some points, but we're turning the ball, we're creating turnovers on defense, and that's been a lot of it as well. So I think we're playing more complimentary right now in general.
Well, one note that I saw from your guy Tyson, which really surprised me. He's in 4 weeks, he's got now the three longest pass plays in school history, which is an incredible thing. And obviously, he's had some success with the big play and the deep ball during this run that you're on. Have you changed anything as a play caller to take advantage of what he's able to do with some of these big plays?
I mean, it's similar concepts. You know, I'm sure people watch our film and know kind of what we're trying to do in some spots, but. He's able to execute a lot of plays from under center and in the gun. Him and Chris are a little bit different that way, where he's able to do some of the read stuff. So that creates a lot of good actions in the backfield. And he's very accurate, and we've had really, really good protection throughout the year. So I think that gives him time to be able to get the ball down the field. And, you know, when you have skill that you can get the ball to, it definitely helps. So I think, I mean, the three longest plays are, I mean, that's a pretty wild stat, but I think Joe is getting better. He's just getting better every week. He's a very humble kid. He's very poised. He really just concentrates on the play ahead of him, and I think that like very focused mindset allows him to play at the level he's playing at. He never really gets ahead of himself, and he never looks back.
As you said, it doesn't hurt to have some of the skill guys that you have on the outside. Another big day for Ernest Edwards. 5 catches, 153 yards, yet another touchdown. I think 15 in the last 16 games, and then his 5th touchdown pass, which is absolutely unbelievable. He's now 2nd in career receiving yards. Just talk about maybe a little bit about what unique talent that he has. I mean, we didn't even talk about his, you know, the fact that he's leading the nation in kick returns. As his career starts to wind down at Maine, just how unique of a player is he to be able to help you in so many ways offensively?
Yeah, I mean, he's very special, and he'd be a great player anywhere, and you know, we're very happy to have him here. He's been a tremendous player here. He's going to end up being, you know, probably at the top of the lists. And, you know, he's a special talent. He can do a lot of different things. And that gives us an ability to be very multiple and do different things with him. But that's all his abilities. And he's very coachable. He loves playing the game. You know, he blocks on the perimeter. He picked up a couple penalties that we didn't want there, just in terms of, like, technique and things like that. But overall, the production is very, very high. So, you know, Earn does a lot of good things for us. He's going to keep doing that. And, you know, Earn's like the rest of our guys right now. They're just fighting for more games, and we know what we got to do this weekend. So he's very, very focused on the opponent and what we need to do. And that's really all I think he's thinking about right now.
Before I let you go, final home game for your group of seniors that and that you've been around for a little bit. How special will Saturday be?
Yeah, it will be, you know, and, you know, we got to play well, number one, but just, you know, leading up to it, looking at the group of guys that we have there, it's a lot of guys who've played a ton of football for us. They've been very, very good players. They're great people. You know, they've been big ambassadors to this university and what we're trying to change culturally here. And, you know, they've been a part of a really good run, and we're trying to finish that run right now. But we got to play well this weekend, and the seniors have to be a big part of that because they all play. And they all have a very big hand in what we do every week. So ultimately, it's about the players, and those guys have given a lot to this university. So I'm proud of what they've done so far, and we got to keep going.
All right, Nick. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.